Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
The Run for the Roses. That's what they call it, Kentucky Derby. And not only are they running for the roses, they're going to be running in the mud. You guys heard it this morning. It was Nick the Railbird talk about the weather that's going into Kentucky and the Derby and Churchill Downs and Louisville. So you got to be a good mudder. Got to be good to your kids. Got to be a good mudder. Not a good joke. That's funny. Humor myself. So I'm looking here. I think there's a couple scratches here. Grande and Rodriguez are both scratched, I believe. Where's Grande on here? Do I see Grande? I don't see that. I see 21 horses listed. Unless it's, I'm not reading this from last year, right? I don't think so. I'm trying to get the scratches because I'm looking on one and I see like 20... Okay, here we go. Here's 19 horses, actually. They're going to be running in this thing. I thought I had 21 total. If you go to KentuckyDerby.com, just want to make sure if we... Okay, so Grande is scratched. We know that. So there's no Grande in this. And... Okay, 50 minutes ago. Now I got it. I'm trying to find the latest article here. Give me 1 second. Okay, this says from ESPN.com, Grande has been scratched in the field of Kentucky Derby, releasing the field to 19 horses. Joins Rodriguez on the sideline after the colt was scratched on Thursday. Yes, okay. So there you go. So what does that leave? 19. I still have 21 on my list here, so that's 19. I'm wondering if these two are part of the, are on this list here, and that's why I'm getting there. So we'll figure it out. Either way. Okay, let's start with, let's do some Kentucky Derby Survivor. This is how it's going to work. Oh, and are you around here? Are you still talking? I think he's talking with somebody. He doesn't hear me. He's in the other room. So you and I, Evan, we're going to do this. Evan DePasquale's first ever time, chance ever, doing Kentucky Derby Survivor. Have you ever played Survivor with, like, Thanksgiving Survivor with Jeremy?
No.
You never played Thanksgiving Survivor? Where you basically eliminate foods and different kinds of things that you know, and you say, like, that's off the table. We're not doing that.
No, I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, man. Well, you're in for a treat here.
Got some big shoes to fill.
Do you have the list in front of you?
Yes, I have the Kentucky Derby list right here. I still see 21 horses on here, so...
Yeah. Okay, so, it's saying I'm trying to... we're going to do 21. If we... This would be the funniest thing if we got to one that was actually scratched, but I don't think so. I have 21, even with those two out of it, but we'll see where we go here. Okay. I'm going to let you first eliminate a horse. Do you have a horse you're going to eliminate in this exercise?
First one. I am going to eliminate Flying Mohawk. Now, this may sound weird.
It's always going to sound weird. That's okay.
I know. It's a weird name to give a horse, Flying Mohawk. maybe it's also because it's their hair is just... Obviously, maybe it's just blowing in
sure.
the wind.
Yeah, I've never seen a horse with a mohawk, I don't think.
No, neither
okay.
have I.
I like it. I like it. All right, number two. I am going to eliminate... Actually, what I have is number two on my list. Okay, here's why. I have no idea how to say this name. That's why I'm eliminating him. Neokos. Is that how you say it? Number two on the list. Neokos.
Yeah, I'm
not really sure.
I was trying to stay away from the names that were difficult to say.
So therefore, because I don't want to have to keep saying his name and rooting for him, I'm going to eliminate this horse. Because the name is too hard for me to even pronounce, because I have no idea. All right. Evan, you're up next. Pick one.
Well, I am going to go with Publisher, because I think that... The only part of writing or should be journalism.
Yes, I love it.
Getting rid of publisher.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was looking at the same thing for the same reason next. Like, I'm looking at publisher and going, wait, we already have a journalism here. Do we need a publisher too? It's kind of a redundant, right?
Exactly.
So you're eliminating publisher. I have him as that horse as 13. I always say him. Sorry if it's a female horse. Going to eliminate the number 13 horse on this list that we have. We could get to a horse that's scratched. I'm not kidding you, because there's 21 on this list that I have. Okay. I am going to go with... Ooh, this is interesting. You know what? I'm actually going to go with journalism. It's just... Aww. It's just. I'm sorry, it's just boring. Like,
that's all right.
Journalism itself, this is... This, what we do... Right now, this isn't journalism. This is talking on the radio. This is entertaining. It's hosting a show. It's taking callers. Journalism, cool. It's, of course, very important. A lot of my friends are journalists. No offense. But you know what? Like, if you had radio announcer on here versus journalism, I would not eliminate radio announcer. I'm eliminating journalism because it just does not seem like it fits in for a horse name.
All right.
It's publisher and journalism are both gone.
All right, I respect that. I respect that.
We're getting rid of the print writers here, pal. Sorry. It's all my print friends.
I am going to... There are two... There's... I'm going to get rid of Chunk of Gold. It was between that or Coal Battle, but I actually like Coal Battle. Coal Battle sounds like a really cool name that you could, like, scream at the top of your lungs.
So why are you getting rid of Chunk of Gold, then?
Just... I think when you look at Chunk, if you're like, if say they're coming down the runway and you're saying Chunk of Gold is like, that just sounds so weird.
You do not want to hear the announcer
say Chunk of Gold.
Say Chunk of Gold. Here comes Chunk of Gold. That's funny. Okay. Kind of want to, I think we live in such a polarizing political world that I kind of want to get rid of political names. So I'm going to eliminate number 18, sovereignty. I mean, sovereignty is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we live in such a hyperbolic political world, I don't need a political name of a horse winning a Kentucky Derby, because it's just going to heighten the political discourse. And it should all be about the horses, folks, okay? Let's focus on the horses and the race itself. I am getting rid of, kicking out, in Kentucky Derby Survivor, number 18, sovereignty.
All right, I am, you know what? I'm going to do it. There are way too many owners on this one horse. Citizen Bull, the top one.
Yes, it is.
You're Let's see how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8.
It's too many.
Bob Baffert's the trainer. He's a legendary trainer, but you're right. Like, some of these have one owner. There's 8 listed for Citizen Bull.
It's too many. There's one owner.
Yeah, who are we going to honor here, right? Who's winning this thing? They're splitting the prize 8 ways.
Well, yeah, as I say, like, whatever the prize money is, now you just, like, lost all this. You didn't get as much money as maybe you could if you were a solo owner.
Okay. I like that
probably
reason.
Win.
You're doing a good job at this, by the way. You're doing very well. So now that I said what I said about politics, I'm going to do the same thing here. We had a sovereignty that I'm eliminating. I always say eliminating. It's always one of those tough words I always say way too fast. So I have to have a different word for eliminating. Discarding. How about that? I'm discarding.
Disqualifying.
Disqualifying. Thank you, Evan DePasquale. That's why you say that. We just disqualified sovereignty because I don't want a political name winning the Kentucky Derby in this political climate. I'm also going to disqualify number 5, American Promise.
As soon as you mentioned that, I was like, oh, he's going to do American Promise.
American Promise. I mean, everything's American. Like, when you have these American Graffiti, name it, right? There's always movies with the word American in it. Save them for the movies, not for my horses.
I mean, you have one of the most famous horses ever winning the Triple Crown, American Pharoah.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. That's okay. American Pharoah's cool, but this one sounds like a political name, and
right.
I'm discarding the political names from my Kentucky Derby field this year.
Then I will go with Render Judgment.
Ooh, wow. This is a good... I like Render Judgment for a name. Why are you getting rid of it?
I think, really, I'm... I don't know, honestly. But I'm going to go
trained by Kenneth McPeak.
Kenneth McPeak.
Yes.
I think I'm maybe that sounds kind of political. I don't know.
Render judgment. Listen, I didn't want to go there for render judgment because I just told you yesterday, you weren't here, but I've been watching and I watched that series on Max about the Karen Reed trial. And it's just fascinating. So I'm thinking about like, ooh, judgment, courtroom. It's all good. But I get it. I totally get it. This reason why you're doing that. So render judgment is out. That is the number 15 on our list. What do we have left? We have 3, 4, 6, 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 from my list. Now, one of them is number 21. I don't know if this horse is running or not because it's in there, but it is number 21. Beza? B-A-E-Z-A?
Yeah, I think I would say that.
Say
Beza.
It, right? Beza? I can't really do anything with Beza here. Doesn't really do anything for me. Trained by John Sheriffs. Owner is CRK Stable and Grandview Equire. Equine, of course. Beza is the horse I am discarding here, number 21.
I'm just
getting tough, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm Owen, you're gonna hate me. I'm gonna go with Owen Almighty. And I
would never hate you, Evan, just so you know.
Well, thank you, Sal. We Italians, we gotta stick together.
Owen Almighty. Now the guy in the other room over there might be pretty mad at you, Owen, that you just eliminated. He discarded Owen Almighty from our Survivor.
Yeah, I don't know how I can ever forgive you for this, Evan.
I was going to save him.
We're not going to get over this.
I will tell you the truth. I did not want to be the person to discard Owen Almighty. But you, hey, give you credit for stepping up if you wanted to do that. Why are you discarding Owen Almighty?
Owen Almighty broke his maiden at Churchill Downs, and that concerns me.
I have no idea what that even means.
Breaking your maiden me.
I don't even know what that means.
Is that just your first race? I feel like that's your first race.
But that's what makes me skeptical. Okay. Or anything right. Broken. That, right. Like, I don't know.
Man, I don't know. I'm hurt over here. I don't know. I'm gonna crawl under my desk.
Owen Almighty. What do we got left here?
Someone had to do it.
It was going to happen. He's not going to win.
Here are the names we have remaining. Oh, you know what? They're number four. I don't have a number four on my list. That's why. So there's 20. That's why. Here's why I have 21 on the list. We're missing a couple numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4 is missing. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 10 is missing. That's why. So there's no 4, no 10. So we are down to the number 3 horse, Final Gambit. The number 6 horse, Admire Daytona. The number 7 horse, Luxor Cafe. The number 9 horse, Burnham Square. The number 12 horse, East Avenue. The number 14 horse, Tiztastic. The number 16 horse, Cool Battle. Number 17, Sandman. I am going to go back to Cool Battle. Yeah, or Cole. Did I say Cole? Cole Battle. Yeah, Cole Battle. I keep thinking it's Cool Battle, which is reason enough to get rid of this horse, to discard it. I was thinking there's no real Cool Battle. If you're battling somebody, that's not cool. So I'm going to get rid of Cole Battle. Sounds more actually like an NBA player, Cole Battle, than it does a horse.
I honestly to run in the Kentucky wouldn't Derby, be quite surprised honest with you. If I heard that.
Right? So Cole Battle is off my list, the number 16 horse.
Cole Battle is a Game of Thrones character.
Yeah.
I watched Game of Thrones. I don't remember that.
I've never watched it either, but I just, it sounds
I
like
I did watch it, but I mean, I don't remember Cole Battle.
Oh, no, I'm making it up.
Oh,
I'm just saying that's what it sounds like.
I got it, yeah. Jon Snow against Cole Battle.
Right.
I love it.
That's gotta
be what
it is.
Sounds like a WWE wrestling match, right? Here comes Cole Battle.
Another good one.
By God, that's Cole Battle's music. Go ahead, Evan. What do you got? Now at least we have some commentary coming in from Owen over there.
Yeah, I'll critique everything.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll say East Avenue.
Okay.
A street name after it that just like, I don't know.
I've just tuned in. How did East Avenue last this long?
I don't know.
Can I give you a big reason that I should have discarded East Avenue a long time ago? Do you see who the owner of East Avenue is?
Uh-oh.
Read who the owner is. You got it right there.
I'm looking at his jockey. Hold on. Let me.
Okay. The owner of East Avenue is listed as Go Dolphin LLC.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Go Dolphin is the name.
Come on.
This is bad.
This is so bad.
Not allowed.
That's okay. So at least we got rid of. I wonder, is there another Go Dolphin? I don't see a Go Dolphin. Hold on.
Get him out of here.
There we go. Just one. Oh, yeah, there are three matches. Hold on. Who's the other one? I already got rid of Sovereignty, and that was it. Okay, so we took care of the Go Dolphin horses. So, which one was this again?
East Avenue. 12.
East Avenue. 12. Thank you. 12 is gone. Okay. Man, these are getting tough. I am going to discard the number 6 horse, Admire Daytona. I've been to Daytona. It's a fine city. I'm not sitting here telling everybody to go admire Daytona. You go to Daytona for car races, not for horse races. Daytona is the Daytona 500, the Pepsi 400, or whatever races they call it now. It is not for horse racing. I am discarding the number 6 horse, Admire Daytona.
I think Admire Daytona is a Japanese
horse.
Japanese, yes. Yeah, bred in Japanese.
Yep. Bred in Japan. Yep. So I'm gonna discard. But I think this is Admire Daytona would be a good race car, not a good horse.
Oh name. Yeah.
So there you go. You're up next.
How many do we have left?
You have the number 3 horse, Final Gambit. The number 7 horse, Luxor Cafe. Number 9, Burnham Square. Number 14, Tiztastic. And number 17, Sandman.
Let's see here. See, I should have done more research on these.
This is why it's fun. You didn't do any, so now you have to pick something.
Since I have it up, I'm going to go with Sandman.
Ooh. I know. A little surprise.
I like Sandman.
Okay, me too. I was thinking Mariano Rivera. I'm a Yankee fan. Sandman. Didn't want to get rid of him, but you're gonna do it here. All right.
It's going to be muddy, so not running on sand. Sandman right. At a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. All right, I got around to it.
Mm-hmm. Any reason why for Sandman?
I mean, I was going to make the joke saying the song Enter Sandman is overplayed. I like the song, well, but it's overplayed.
That is a good thought if you want to have that. All right. I don't know. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the name. This is like the name just does not ring something that I really want to really have any investment in. Number 9, Burnham Square. Burnham Square. Sounds like it's something that comes from London, maybe, or England. Burnham Square. Did you go to Burnham Square to see the Queen today? I'm not really sure, but I did not watch Burnham Square win the Kentucky Derby because I am discarding Burnham Square with trainer Ian Wilkes, the number 9 horse. Hmm. We're down to 3, 7, and 14. 3 horses left.
All righty. So, 3, 7.
Final Gambit, Luxor Cafe, and Tiztastic.
Ooh, I kind of want to keep this one now. I was going to go with, I'm just like looking on USA Today. I was going to get rid of Luxor Cafe, but its sire is American Pharoah.
Ooh,
Going to keep that. I'm going to, you know what? I was going to save this. Give it a Final Gambit.
Final Gambit. Is Final Gambit your one? You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, Final Gambit is horse number what?
Three, I think I saw.
It was tough for me to discard Final Gambit because I watched the show The Queen's Gambit, and it was amazing, the chess show.
Yeah, it's
have you
really
seen
good.
It?
Yeah.
So that kind of resonated with me, and I'm like, I don't know, because this is a cool show.
I like that name a lot,
I know.
Too, Final Gambit.
I know, I do,
there's
too.
There's a lot of bad horse names
I
out
like
there.
I like that name a lot, too, but like... I think Luxor Cafe probably saved itself being with an incredible...
Nepotism pick here.
Yeah, that's right. Now the American Pharoah. He likes American Pharoah.
I mean, it won the Triple Crown,
yeah,
so that's why...
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
can't argue with it.
Well, I have to do this now, but we're going to get a consensus here, okay? It was a 2 out of 3 wins, okay? We have to either discard Luxor Cafe or Tiztastic between the three of us. So, Owen, you're a part of this now.
Okay.
We're going to have the 2 out of 3 wins. We have all 3. Obviously, that's the one that wins. Let me read you a little bit about Luxor Cafe. Kiyoshi Nishikawa is the owner, 15-1 odds. Tiztastic, Winchell Thoroughbreds, LLC, Magnier, Mrs. John Tabor, Michael B. and Smith, and Stephen Asmussen. Asmussen, I hope I said that right, is Tiztastic. Sorry if I didn't. That is the trainer for Tiztastic. Now, my first inclination is, if you go to Vegas, the Luxor is a really cool-looking casino hotel.
Right.
It's okay, though, inside. It's not like there's a lot of really better looking casinos inside.
Shiny on the outside, yeah, a little disappointing
right.
on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, right?
That does not bode well.
Right, and honestly, like, Tiztastic would be the kind of thing that, like, my son would come home from school one day and go, yeah, Dad, you know, that's Tiztastic. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? That's the cool word that the kids are using. So I'm inclined here to maybe discard the Luxor Cafe. And it's a cafe, right? I mean, what are we doing with the cafe? And then going with Tiztastic as backing this horse. But you guys can chime in. What do you think, Owen?
I gotta say we gotta keep Tiztastic okay. here. I think that name in and of itself yes. should win him the race. I don't know, you know, what kind of horse this is, how fast this horse runs. I know about as little as you can know about horse racing.
I'm gonna look it up right now. What can I learn about Tiztastic?
Right. Go,
and you can give your thoughts, Evan, as I do that.
Well, I guess I got voted out, but that's okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think because of where I'm seeing American Pharoah as its sire for Luxor Cafe, I was like, ooh, with a, you know, an amazing, everybody knows this horse. I feel like, I mean, American Pharoah is kind of a cool name,
yep.
at least in my opinion. But I got voted out, and that's okay. I mean,
I will read to you guys the horse that we have settled on here and what they say about this horse at KentuckyDerby.com in the profile.
Okay.
This is like when the Bills draft a player and you get the profile from Bills PR and it has all this really cool information about the player. And you're like, oh, let me learn about this player, right? Okay, here's the profile of Tiztastic from KentuckyDerby.com. Tiztastic, a dark bay brown colt by Tiz the Law out of Keesha. Mm. I have no idea what that means. I guess that's the horse that came from, brings an impressive blend of speed and stamina to his Kentucky Derby aspirations. Sound like a first-round wide receiver, to be
awesome.
Quite honest with
you,
right?
Does, yeah.
I mean, let's go. If you want a wide receiver, we got one now.
You know we love the host.
That's right. Here we go. His recent victory in the Louisiana Derby at 1 3/16 miles demonstrated his ability to handle extended distances. He won by 2 1/4 lengths with a strong closing kick after raiding inside and making a forward wide move in the stretch.
Mm.
His running style has evolved from his early sprint races into that of a tactical closer, typically positioning mid-pack before launching his bid. This versatile approach has proven successful at various distances with 3 wins from 8 career starts and over $1.5 million in earnings. His pedigree suggests natural stamina, as both his sire, Tiz the Law, who was a Belmont Stakes winner, by the way, and Dazmeyer Tappet, leading sire of Belmont Stakes winners, are known for producing classic distance runners.
This all sounds good to me.
I love
this.
This
is awesome.
I know.
I'm okay with this.
I think, folks, I am not kidding you, that was so cool. I might next week at some point, even after the Kentucky Derby, how about this? The next time we have another, what's the next one? The Belmont? Kentucky Derby, Belmont, and then the Preakness, right?
I think that's right. I think that's the order.
Either one. Whichever one is next. I'm not kidding you. That was so cool. I might just spend a segment reading profiles of horses.
Yeah, that's...
That was amazing.
I wonder what kind of attributes...
Just the way that you said it was awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but you have to, right?
Scouting attributes are we looking for in horses? Like, stamina was mentioned a lot with Tiztastic there. Is like, you know, quick twitch, also a term used. You know, how many similarities do we get to the guys that we like in the draft for the... built to these horses.
Gosh.
I love this.
I don't have much on Luxor Cafe. I go to his profile. Mm. Just says sire name and dam name.
Sounds like we made the right choice.
I think so too. Let me see if I can find. Let me just find. This is great. These are great. These are amazing. You go to the Kentucky Derby profiles of these horses. Let's see. Do we have another one here? You have, by the way, related articles on these horses. Who else did we eliminate? Who's another one that was near the end? Oh, let me see. Hold on. Let's go to your namesake. What's it called? Owen, what was it?
Oh, what? Yeah, I can't. Now I can't even remember. Owen's Marvel?
It's the Owen Almighty.
Owen Almighty.
Oh. Man, Owen Almighty. Here we go. Let me read you about Owen Almighty. Owen, you ready? Here
that.
We go. Owen Almighty brings an intriguing blend of speed and stamina influences to the Kentucky Derby trail. With a pedigree that warrants closer inspection by champion sprinter Spacetown, he gets a helpful dose of stamina through his Dazmeyer, I think is how you say it, Damsire Bairn, himself a Breeders' Cup Classic winner, who proved effective at the classic distance of 1.25 miles. The Brian Lynch trainee has methodically climbed the class ladder while answering key questions about his development. After a sharp maiden sprinting, victory sprinting at Churchill Downs, he has steadily stretched out in distance while maintaining his tactical effectiveness. His recent Tampa Bay Stakes double particular catches the eye, first capturing 7 furlong stakes with professional efficiency, then successfully negotiating 2 turns in back-to-back 1 1/16 mile stakes efforts, finishing second in the Sam F. Davis and then winning the Tampa Bay Derby. Finally, his running style could prove particularly advantageous in this Kentucky Derby because, unlike one-dimensional closers who often find trouble in the 20-horse cavalry charge, Owen Almighty possesses the tactical speed to secure position and the finishing power to capitalize. His March 8th Tampa Bay Derby victory showcased his versatility as he went gate to wire and then kicked away in the stretch for a decisive 3.5-length score.
All right, you've got me
convinced.
Who
writes these things? That is amazing.
I mean, you're doing him a lot of justice with your reading here. Don't undersell yourself.
That's great. That is incredible. Amazing. Wow.
Like a monologue. That was incredible.
I might just become a Kentucky Derby, a horse bio reading specialist from now on.
It's like the guys that read off the accomplishments of the golfers before they tee off.
That's exactly what
it
is.
You need to be that guy for the horses.
Okay, if anybody has some horses that enter into, you want to give a glowing recommendation, just send them to me. I'm going to read them for you and send them your way. We'll take a timeout here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Fun segment. Thank you very much, Owen. Thank you very much, Evan. We are going to back Taztistic in our Kentucky Derby Survivor. That's where we wound up here on WGR. Back after this.